Welcome back to Miscreate Studios' second podcast, The Misconduct. My name is Hank Garcia, creative director.
I'm Kyle, I'm a programmer.
I'm Evan Carrillo, programmer. I'm the guy with the pipe.
I'm Wilbur Zuniga, I'm the sexy one of the group.
Thanks for you guys coming out today. So quick recap on what we've been up to. How's Cake Thief? You think we're going to finish the June deadline?
Yes. Yes, we will.
Really? You think so?
I hope so. Considering it's, you know, only got like a day or two left. But yeah, it should be done.
So July.
Yeah. No, it'll be done.
2015? Like, how is that?
Yeah, no, it's going to be done 2020.
2020?
Yeah, that's when we'll be done.
2020, yeah. Okay.
Called it in the first podcast.
Right? Well. You did.
Yeah. So, I only got like one or two things left to do.
Like what? Like pause?
Like pause, yeah. Pause.
Well, you just, you know, type in, you know, C and pause. That's all you got
to
do.
No.
Set time to zero?
I wish it was that easy, but it's not.
You just have to find those pesky twos and kick them out.
Yeah, man.
What?
Okay, cool. And then how's Looter doing?
Looter's fine, still broken. Working on it.
How's the rig?
That's the part that's broken.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's right, because he was like doing like a Tetris.
He was doing a Tetris piece, yeah. He was just not looking sexy.
Was it like the L or the...
No, it's the lightning bolt one.
Oh, it's the lightning bolt one? All right, yeah.
There's a lightning bolt?
Yeah, it's the four squares. I don't know how to say that in a podcast.
You mean the twos?
It's two's like that, side to side, one's on top.
Oh.
It looks like an L, but then scooched over.
Yeah, those are my least favorite Tetris pieces.
Yeah, lightning pieces.
Ah, I gotcha.
Because they have the zoo.
Ah.
I don't think you can translate
I
that.
I know, I told you I can't say it in a podcast, unless you got a good way to say it.
Yeah, you know, just...
Lightning piece.
Sure. Line piece, anyway.
Line piece.
All right, and then how's Alcatraz, Mr. Kyle?
Coming along, I added more... I don't know how to say it, dynamic obstacle generation. So you can jump up and around stuff and it's more generated.
Cool, man. Cool. Trevor's not here today, but I can speak on his behalf. He has a whole bunch of headless cats animated right now. So it's pretty cool. Like, he has the running animation and the running animation on the ceiling, but they don't have heads. So it's really creepy.
We just released the... There you go. Game done. We just released that, right? Just a bunch of headless cats.
Yeah, because the inner's going to love that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I like the bodies of those cats. I didn't originally like the head. The body was really well, nice, and animated. The heads just look disturbing.
Yeah.
So I can understand why a sexy body's running around, not the head.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hot.
So that's cool. Actually, we're actually also getting ready to launch our Kickstarter campaign, so I'm really excited for that. We just got done filming, and thanks to Michelle, we got a lot of stuff done, and I'm pretty nervous about it. How'd you guys think about it so far, the work we put into it?
The part you did was great. You stuttered.
Yeah, it was great.
You forgot to say certain things in there you were supposed to mention. I love that part. That part made me happy.
We lost the whole shooting with Nerf guns.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't in the video.
That was the best part of the Kickstarter video. We got to shot you with Nerf guns.
Yeah, because that was professional.
It's always professional to shoot people with Nerf guns.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait till they come to our office. Our receptionist is going to have a Nerf gun.
Right.
She doesn't like them. She's going to Nerf them.
Or just whenever she gets bored, she'll just run into the office with a Nerf gun.
She's going to sound like the Terminator. You don't have an appointment. You are terminated. Get out.
Get out.
That's cool. Awesome. So what else is
next to Diaz?
So what else is new? I know that Steam just got done with their Steam Summer Sale, and man, I feel guilty.
Yeah.
So I spent like around like what, $30-$40 on stuff. So one of the games I bought was The Wolf Among Us by Telltale, and man. Oh, man, that was beautiful.
I heard it was terrible.
Oh, really?
Really?
I'm just kidding. I wanted to see your expression.
That game is amazing. I love Telltale games. I love what they do.
Yeah.
And Wolf Among Us, I only played part of the first episode because I bought it on Steam as well. And it's amazing.
That's funny. I have not played. I own a bunch of Telltale games, and the only one I've played was the Porker Inventory ones.
How do you not play the Walking Dead one or the Back to the Future one?
I played Walking to the Future, Back to the Future for like a minute.
Walking to the Future?
Walk into the Future. Where Marty McFly travels into the 1950s to find zombies, and then travels to the future to find more zombies. And the only era that was ever safe was 1982.
God, you're a nerd.
And then all of a sudden, Biff is like the lead zombie. He's the special zombie, and he leads all the other ones.
Does he have a rhinestone glove, and he dances, and they all dance too?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So yeah. Yeah, so
I love you, Hank.
So anyway, yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't I have it. It's been there. I even got the DLC and I still haven't played it. I just don't know what's like. I read the comics. I love the comics. I've watched some of the show, just the first season, and then after that, it just kind of I guess I got burned out with The Walking Dead and I just haven't played the games.
Is it zombies in general?
No, I like zombies. It's just
it's nothing like the show. It's much more like the comic, so it's
and
good.
It took me a long time to play them too because I remember buying them and they just sat in my Steam library for months.
Yeah, I bought mine on a Humble Bundle. It came with all the Telltale games, and that's how I got the first inventory game, which was really good. The Poker's Night, I spent a lot of time playing that.
Although I can't totally bag on you because I still haven't finished episode 5 of season 1 of Walking Dead, so.
that's like the conclusion.
I know,
like,
right? Yeah, and I haven't. I got distracted by other games.
But it's so just like.
That's like. How do you not do that? Like.
I have a lot of games I haven't finished.
I have a life and other things to do.
Like what?
I
don't,
but I have other games. Like
other video games and
but the cliffhanger
video games.
The cliffhanger that leaves off on episode 4 is just like, oh my god. Like, how can you not just immediately go to episode 5?
Well, partly because it's The Walking Dead. You know the people you care about are going to die. It's just spoiler a thing. Words. Well, no, that's not a spoiler. That's like saying watching Game of Thrones and saying people you care about is going to die. That's what it's about.
People die in Game of Thrones?
I didn't know that. People die in Game of Thrones? Oh my god.
That's what their whole half their value is. It's, you know, you kill off the people you care about, and it's the shock factor. If you start caring about a character you previously didn't, you know they're going to die in the next scene or two. That's just the thing with these.
So Aya Stark's going to die next season? Because they're monsters. She's just a kid.
Oh, man. Oh. Anyway. So, yeah. I spent quite a few on the Steam Summer Sale. I probably should have bought other things. But, yeah. I know I really need a mic. Because as of right now, I've been using the Bluetooth for that. And so, it's not. I mean, like, to me, it doesn't bug me that much.
You are the most annoying person on the planet.
Well, let's get this straight. You're not a mic, a headset. With the mic.
Yeah.
It's horrible to play games with you. It's just the worst.
It's not that bad.
Okay, I can't make the... I think I might blow out the microphone if I try to emulate the sound that your Bluetooth makes. But it is so loud and so annoying that literally I have to take off of my headphones just to play the game that I'm playing with you.
It starts off like... Okay, so we're talking, and then we stop talking for a bit. And then Hank's music in the background just starts picking up the sound on the headset and just starts getting louder and louder and just goes... And it just... Oh, you just want to punch him every time. And then you have to start talking. I'm like, Hank, can you lower the volume of your TV? It's already low enough. I can't do that. Then I won't be able to hear the game. Screw you, dude. The rest of us want to hear the game, too, and not go deaf.
I'm pretty sure, actually, even if Hank turned down the volume on his mic, he would start picking up the wind outside.
Oh, it's bad. Then he has the fan on, and it just sounds horrible. It's so bad. You spent like 60, 70 bucks on Steam Summer Sale. I'm sorry, guys. I just don't have the money to go buy a headset. I just bought this $2 clip for my Bluetooth. That should take care of it. No, it is bad. Can you lower the sound? It's already at 10. I can't go any lower.
Oh, no. Yesterday, I had it set. I had to go through my volume settings, and we were playing online, and I had everything set to 100. He was set to... he was set to 10 on my volume out of 100, and he was still blastingly loud.
Can you have to do that, too? I literally almost play with no sound on my screen because all the music comes through Hank's just fine. All the explosions, everything. We're playing Titanfall, and I just have to lower all the volume because it's just my explosion, his explosions. And if I do that, I'm just going to go deaf. It's not just Titanfall.
I was helping Adam fix his Steam on his computer, and he had it where he could hear my voice through his laptop, but at the same time I was on the phone with him because how it works. And it made an infinite echo through the two computers. Okay. It was hilarious because it got distorted and it just went and it got higher pitch, so it eventually sounded like a bird chirping, like, wah! It was a good Good times. So.
No, it's bad. And we were playing Castle Crashers with you. By the way, thank you for gifting me that on Steam.
Thank you for gifting me that as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I already had a coffee.
No, but it was that when we were playing that, the same thing. I'm glad I lowered, because at least the characters are close to each other and you don't have to escape and leave me like you do in every other game.
What are you talking about?
Oh, oh my God. Can I bring up the story of the little game Hank loves to play when playing Left 4 Dead called First One to the Safe Room?
I don't talk about
it. So it'll be me and Hank and two of our buddies, and we'll be sitting there. We're prepping for the wave of zombies, ready to run out the door, get to the next safe point. We're reloading all our ammo, and I was like, all right, guys. Are you ready to do this? All of a sudden, I hear Hank scream, first one of the safe room, kicks open the door, starts running. Just leaving us there. Just like, oh no, what did he just do? And he's running. And as he's running, he's activating all of the spawning points for the zombies, but he's running past them. So of course, all the zombies then proceed to run at us. As we're slogging through this massive tide, like just massive wave of zombies, this never-ending wave, and all of a sudden we're still hearing Hank running, laughing his butt off, and all of a sudden I just hear dun dun dun, and I hear Hank go, oh, oh no, and then all of a sudden you just see him running back, run away from us, like run behind us, and keep running as you see a tank charging for the three of us, as we're in the middle of a giant tide of zombies.
You don't understand. He uses us as cover. Yeah. So he can survive.
All you have to do is run with him. There's a finite number of respawn zombies. That's, you know, one of the big tactics in the game is if you just run through it, they'll all be behind you. And since you can only have so many zombies active in the game at one time, they're all behind you. You don't have to fight your way through them.
See, yeah.
He uses you as a human shield every time. You think you're going to follow him and you think it's going to work out for you, he's going to betray you. He's that guy.
No, I am not that guy.
You are that guy.
I am not. Well, what is his name?
You're like in Killing Floor. You do the same thing.
Oh, God. Oh,
no.
Killing Floor is a team thing where you need to kill all these zombies to survive in a group. You bolt, and you take care of your three or four while the rest of us take on the massive group.
Why is it
and then when we all die, oh, you know, I guess I got to be the hero and take care of the rest.
What are you talking about?
Or my favorite scene, my favorite thing is I can't count the number of times Hank and I in Killing Floor will go back-to-back shooting zombies, and all of a sudden I'm just keep getting hit by something. I'll turn around. Hank's gone. And he's been gone.
And he doesn't tell you.
He doesn't say anything. He just leaves.
He's like that.
No, there's these tactics you have to follow in Killing Floor.
Lone wolf survival?
You have to do these. You have to do circles around the map to keep the zombies in order. In certain packs, we take them out one at a time.
Mm-hmm. You know we don't believe you, right?
No, I'm being serious. It's what you do on Hell on Earth, like difficulty setting.
You always just abandon all of us. You don't even give us any time. When we play a game with you for the first time, there is no heads up or anything. We're basically thrown into the lion's den, and you run. And then the rest of us are like, so what am I doing? Ah, I'm dying. What's going on? Why are you dying? God, you suck. And then he's just gone.
No, it's not. It's nowhere near as bad as
League of Legends. When we first played, you were a level 30, and I was a level 1. And you told me, oh, just pick Tristana. You'll be fine. I have no idea what I'm doing. So I'm playing with all these other level 30s as the enemy group. And I'm running up to the tower. I'm like, boom, boom. And I just get murdered. I'm like, what's going on? Thanks for teaching me how to play, Hank. You just abandoned me. I was at the bottom by myself.
There's no bailouts here, buddy. No bailouts.
By the way, because you can't see it, every time that we trash Hank, Hank looks like he's about to die, falling off of his chair laughing.
Because he knows it's true.
It's not true.
It's so true.
The worst one I have to admit might be Gears of War. Gears of War.
I've never seen you betray me Gears of War, but I have seen you wait until all of your team members are wait at the spawn point until all of your team members are dead, and then just run in there with a shotgun and then proceed to kill the rest of the team by yourself.
It is the greatest thing. It's called Operation Statue. Where you stand still and the enemy team thinks you're AFK and the all five of them rush you. And then you take that opportunity to kill them all single-handedly. It's great. It's funny. Because then your team's angry and they're
glory
all...
Glory hog.
Mm. It's not about the glory. It's about making people...
It is about the glory. We just talked about this on Killing Floor. You did the same thing there.
Well, in Killing Floor, I could take on...
All my team members are dead. Better save the day.
Better whip back my hair. But in all seriousness, it's like hilarious. When you do Operation Statue, it's funny. I'll show you sometime.
Nah. See, playing games like that with you is so bad these days. I'm like, it's really hard to want to play games with you. In Titanfall, not so bad, because everyone there is for their own personal glory. You can parkour, and it's super fun.
Parkour!
But No.
Well, I mean, you Titanfall, you see my goal like 17-0, so.
Yeah, well, you saw how I was doing yesterday as well.
Yeah, horribly.
Oh, bite me. I carry half the team.
Sure you did.
Uh-huh.
Sure you did.
You gonna keep crying, Hank?
I'm not crying, I'm laughing.
By the way, what were we supposed to talk about today?
Oh, Steam Summer Sale.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I bought a lot of stuff I shouldn't have bought. I thought I bought it anyway.
Yeah. So, thinking about it, like, how does the Steam Sale, how has the Steam Sale over the, how long has Steam Sale been going on? Like a year, 2 years?
No, way more than that?
Not a bit. Really?
I'm lost track, really.
But, like, look at how they've affected the games market in terms of, like, how we as consumers buy games and how publishers make their majority of their sales.
There was a comic strip I saw on the internet a couple of days ago, and they kind of summarized it up pretty nicely. It was a
the one from Dorkly.
Yeah, it was it's not about playing the games. It's about just collecting them. It's like trying to become a Pokemon master, but with Steam games. So you're just collecting them. Like, how many times have you bought a Humble Bundle and you're like, oh, cool, I want to buy this. I haven't touched it.
Yeah, I have what, 286 on my library right now.
200?
Wow. 286.
That beats mine.
I'm around there.
I'm at like 80 something.
And well, in my defense, my excuse is I can study them later if I ever want to work on a game in that genre. But yeah, there's a lot of them I haven't touched.
I've played most of them, at least a few minutes. Not all of them. From the new ones that I just got from Summer Sale, the one I haven't played yet that I've been dying to is Broken Age. I bought Batman Origins just last night. I got the Reckoning, something of Amalur. I forgot the name of it.
Oh, Kingdoms of Amalur? Yeah, Kingdoms of Amalur.
Yeah, there you go. 38 Studios, sad only game. And
sad.
Well, they filed for bankruptcy and they owe the state of Rhode Island a lot of money.
How much?
I don't remember, but it was a big chunk. Enough that the studio had to close down. They had to sell all their properties and their IP.
Ouch.
Yeah, and they were working on an MMO, which will never ever see the light of day. Which was kind of sad. I like Kingdom of Amalur was okay, except for I hate the camera. I really can't stand how the camera is so close to the character. You need the camera needs to be way more back because it's a third person perspective camera. But it's like you see more of the character than you see around you of the screen.
Kind of like Resident Evil, Dead Space kind of stuff?
No, there's more space in Resident Evil. You actually see more of the environment. In this, not so much. In this, it's just the character itself and a little bit of the outside strip of the environment. So the camera needs to be pulled back a lot. That's just a big flaw. And I think a lot of people have had the same complaint about that game. Besides that, I played it maybe like 3 hours before I got bored of it, just because I couldn't stand the camera. Let's see, I bought, this one's great, Lego Lord of the Rings. That is so awesome. So much fun.
As well, we're like geeks out like right now.
Yeah, I like Legos. Yeah, that's awesome.
I was about to say, you just need to say the word Legos. And then Wilbur goes, you can't see it. There's a giant smile on his face. He's almost jumping in his seat.
I am.
I've heard most of the Lego games are really good, though.
They're pretty fun. I mean, I got bored of the Star Wars ones really quick, but the Lord of the Rings one stands out way, like, a lot. If you ever watch the movies, this plays pretty well into the movies, the trilogy. It's just fantastic. And I still want some Lego toys, but I can't afford them all right now, thanks to Steam Summer Sale.
Yeah, it's all Gabe Newell's fault.
It is Gabe Newell's fault.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, God, what's that website that they... What's the gospel song they play?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a miracle?
It's a miracle, and there's just a... Are you ready for a miracle?
Yeah, it just shows the front page of Steam with the sale tags flying around with Gabe in this holy halo.
Well, the best one was the Lord of the Rings one he did. Oh, where he used the leader of the orcs.
The Helm's Deep. Holy... Wait, I can't say that word. It's a 99%. Our wallets can't take it. Take him out.
Or that one picture, that one guy's like, no wallet, what are you doing? And it's like throwing his wallet at the monitor.
Or I remember one from last year that was, he's talking to his wallet, and he's like, hey, wallet, are you ready for this Steam Summer Sale? And the wallet's like, hey, man, you got to be careful. I almost didn't make it out of the last one. You got to be careful. Oh, don't worry, man. I'm only going to buy like one or two games. 5 days later, he's burying his wallet in the ground. There's like a headstone.
Yeah, Steam Summer Sale has really changed the way that people buy games in this industry now, especially if you're a PC gamer.
I think only if you're a PC gamer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look at those mad discounts you get off of it.
Oh, yeah.
like, when the game first comes out, you're like, should I buy it now, spend the money, and get the cheap DLC or pre-order item that I get with it, or wait 6 months and then get it on the Steam Summer Sale, Fall Sale, or Winter Sale, and get maybe 30% off, 40% off, or wait the 2 years and get the 50% off.
Yeah. Or if you're really lucky, 66% off. Yeah. Or 90% off.
75% for Borderlands 2 this time.
Yeah. Like I said, if you just wait long enough, it gets really low. And that's 75% with the DLC. You get all... They have tons of DLC for Borderlands 2.
And the thing is that the thing... What I see it as is it just... It brings so much more money into the PC market. Because they weren't... You know, you probably weren't going to buy the game anyway. Like, that's what happens to me, is I think most people go, oh, look, there's a Steam sale. I wasn't planning to, like, you know, buy any games, but that one's 60% off. That one's 75% off. That one's I'm out of money.
Yeah, but that also affects the small companies, the indie companies who don't have a lot of, like, income in the first place when they start releasing those games. They don't get their max profit. Some people will buy them when they first come out, but they're not earning a lot of income out of it. And they don't earn anything, really, until the summer sales come in. That boosts up numbers, but they still don't earn a maximum amount.
Yeah, Gabe Newell did an interview with Gizmodo a couple years ago, and they're talking about how they're experimenting with the elasticity of games. You know, your sales, you know, if you're, you know, your full price game on set, you know, full price game, you'll make a certain amount of profit. And then if we lower the price a certain amount and we don't advertise it, you know, they experimented with it and they found out that the profit was basically the same. And then they put it on, you know, then they found out what happens is if they take, you know, lower the price again and they advertise it on the front page, profit like skyrockets 200 or 300% on these games.
Yeah, which is very true.
Yeah. Which I think is a huge help to the indie or the, you know, the small, the small little companies, the small all that.
The miscreants.
The miscreants, yeah, the miscreants. People wanting to get in trouble in what they're doing.
Well, when they release it on console, they actually earn a bigger chunk of income anyway because they still get the full amount. So it's still a digital release, not a physical copy, but they're still earning a good income.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where I don't want to spend more than $5 on a game anymore.
I do that too, which is sad. The last game I paid full price, I think, is South Park, The Stick of Truth. Because it's South Park.
Yeah, if it's like something I've been really looking forward to and I know the developer is really good, I might pay full price for it.
Doom 4.
But most of the time, you know, why should I buy a new release game when... If it's, you know, I don't know if it's good or not, but in a few years I'll know it's good and it'll be cheaper. Yeah, and it'll be just as good to play it.
It's like when I got Duke Nukem. I waited till it was like $2.
Mm-hmm. Well, granted, there's also those games out there that you will buy, though. Like, because you're just a diehard fan. Like, I'm going to buy Doom straight off the shelf. Just.
Hank? Okay, I cannot describe your love for the Doom series on this podcast because it involves many, many words that I cannot say.
What, like I'm the juggernaut?
No. Like, I think that you love the Doom series a little bit more than is healthy.
Yeah, that's true.
If you could...
The way he loves Halo is insane.
If you could, like
an ex-crush, or like, you know, back in 2004 when Xbox Live was getting really popular, just like...
Your first love is Doom. Yeah. Halo is your second love. You cheated on Doom with Halo.
I was going to say, if you could, Hank, you would do things to Doom.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Okay, you're involving, like, demons.
Did you watch the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he loved it.
No, it was horrible. Uh-huh. It was horrible. Like, the first person...
Why don't you just put a ring on it, Hank?
You're going to get these lumps.
Lovely lady lumps.
Like, the first person scene in the whole Doom movie, like, those 2 minutes where... Oh, it wasn't even worth it. Oh, man. Like, if they shot the whole movie in the first-person's perspective, I think that would have given enough interesting edge for it to be bearable.
Obviously, the best actor was The Rock.
Yeah.
He did fantastic.
Oh, you mean Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah? The Rock?
I find it interesting that The Rock went from The Rock to Dwayne The Rock Johnson to Dwayne Johnson.
I'm surprised he didn't get sued for using the name Rock, just like Hulk Hogan did. He couldn't use the word Hulk.
Well, no, because Hulk is a...
Whose name is The Rock?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, what's The Rock?
Yeah.
Hulk is Marvel, but...
Yeah.
Well, no, but he didn't get sued by Marvel. He got sued by the WWE when he left. Or WWF.
Oh, I understand.
World Wildlife Federation, but the World Wrestling Federation at the time.
Yeah, that stuff's real, man.
Wildlife?
But no, Like, I bought Skyrim off the shelf.
I did too.
I did not. I waited till that sucker was like $7. And then on this Steam summer sale, it was $5.
You know, I actually never beat Skyrim.
I still haven't picked it up.
I have. It's okay. Well, okay. Whereas Hank's first love is Doom, one of my loves, my passionate loves, is the Elder Scrolls series. So, Skywind. Oh my God.
Skywind?
Skywind.
What's
Skywind?
Explain to me, fellow nerd.
So, Skywind is a bunch of people. I have no idea how many people it is now, but they got like 70. It was like when I last checked, it was like 70 people who are just making this. Though I don't even think they're planning on selling it. They're just going to release it. But it's the entire Morrowind game released in the Skyrim engine. And they've actually stated beforehand that you have to have both Morrowind and Skyrim to play it. But Morrowind is one of my top five best games, like most favorite games I've ever. And that's opinion because a lot of people hate Morrowind. But Morrowind, in my opinion, is amazing.
Awesome. Hear words, but no sentences.
Yeah.
I love Morrowind so much that, like, I can't. Like, it just.
You going to marry it too?
Oh, God. Yeah. No.
Well, I'm glad they actually redoing it because the graphics on Morrowind are so bad, I can't even play it.
I couldn't play it either.
See, I don't have a problem with graphics, but some people do, like Hank.
Like, it's just so bad. Like, why? Like, oh, man.
The engine for Morrowind was not the best. But the actual storyline and the way thing you could do.
And you can't even punch in that game. Like, it's just so bad.
No, you can punch.
No, you can't. It's just bad. It's like rolling dice. It's just so bad.
Well, you are rolling dice. That is.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, like, why even bother, right?
But I had a love-hate thing with Morrowind. It was way, way back in the day. You know, I had this horrible computer, and I wanted Morrowind. And it looked so good, so I got Morrowind. My computer couldn't run it. I could maybe not lag if I stared at the ground. And so, you know, it was years before I got, so I lent it out to my friends. It got to the point where all of my friends had played through my copy of Morrowind and enjoyed it except for me. So, yeah, and so this is this game that I really wanted to play because everyone had been talking about it, and it was my copy of the game. And when we finally got a computer that could run it, it was like years later and it sucked. Because, you know, it wasn't because it was a bad game. It was just like all this hype for years about it. When I finally got to play it, it was... Well, oh, okay.
Congratulations, Evan. You didn't take my bait. You didn't get mad.
Oh, no, I got mad. I just chose not to answer you.
Yeah, like...
Because you were the king of trolls.
I was... No, I'm not. So, anyway...
All hail the king!
All hail the goblin king.
Look at him, Dan.
Down to goblin town.
Look at his magic shiny balls.
So,
What?
Labyrinth, come on. David Bowie with his little shiny balls.
That's what we were thinking.
No, we were thinking of The Hobbit, but...
Right. Yes.
You said Hobbit. Goblin King, that means Labyrinth.
If you're born maybe in the 80s, but...
I was born in the 80s.
I was too.
Oh.
What's wrong with Labyrinth?
90s kids for life, right, Evan?
Labyrinth is amazing. What are you talking about?
Labyrinth and Dark Crystal. Epics!
Yeah. Except I'm sorry, but like, Labyrinth is... No, Dark Crystal is also the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I like Dark Crystal, even though the Vulture guys were so great.
It was amazing, but creepy.
Did you ever read they made the prequel comics for the...
I didn't even know they had comics for them.
Jim Henson, they're awesome.
I miss Jim Henson.
Jim Henson will be missed, or is missed, I should say.
Will be? You're will horrible. Be.
A horrible person.
Stop being necromancy. Thumb and Jim Henson. Play puppets for me.
Yeah, he was a pretty good game designer.
What?
So, did you guys hear about Crytek, by the way? Going off that whole nerdgasm earlier. But have you been keeping up to date on what's happening with Crytek?
Well, the rumor mill?
Yep.
Yeah, there's a pretty strong rumor mill about Crytek that a lot of their employees aren't getting paid. Some of them have like gone maybe 2-3 weeks without getting paid. I know it sounds weird saying 2 weeks if you work at like a fast food place like some of us do, or some place that's constantly paying bi-monthly. But for some game studios, for them, it's like a paycheck a month or after certain contracts are met. It's kind of, when you start meeting deadlines, people start kind of getting freaking out, start looking for other jobs. And apparently that's what's happening with some people at Crytek, at the higher ups who actually know what's going on.
It seems to me that, like, with the three, well, I don't know if there's more engines, but, like, the three, I think they're the big engines, right? Like, and Unity, Unreal, and Crytek. Crytek has always been the, well, our engine surpasses all, like, logic and, like, common sense to the point where we now have graphics that only the highest computers can run. And Unity's been like, okay, anyone can use us. We're cool. We're cool guys. And then Unreal is in the middle.
I see Unity as more as the indie crowd because it's more friendly. I see Unity as the mainstream baby, which everyone knows how to use, and it offers a lot. And then I see Crytek as like the hardcore gamer kind of. You have to be the best of the best to learn how to use it, but it still doesn't. It still wants to compete with the rest of them.
Yeah, and then especially with like the new ways that the Unreal Engine, how expensive the Unreal Engine now, which is what, 19 or 29?
It's $19.99.
$19.99 a month. That's ridiculous. Whereas how much is the Crytek engine?
$9.
$9?
The new Crytek engine?
It doesn't. No, that's just Crytek Engine 1, not the new one. No, that's the one, you're talking about the one they released on Steam. That's the first engine, not Crytek 3.
They announced it at GDC this year. I was there.
It was Crytek 1. That's the one that's on Steam right now.
No, Crytek's not $9.
It's $10 a month for Crytek 1, and that's a subscription fee if you want to use it. But if you want to do, it's a lot more for Crytek 3, because that's where we're at now, and that's the one they're having struggles actually moving.
I think just because you need to have such high-performance computers to run Crytek.
Well, just the first one. Crytek 2 never reached the same level of destruction as the first one did. The first one, everyone still uses it like as a benchmark maker, just because it was just stress out a lot of computers. But what I've heard is they canceled their sequel to Rise 2. The first Rise is the Son of Rome game that was released on Xbox One. And
The first Xbox?
No, Xbox. Xbox One, the current gen. I know, it's terrible naming, right?
Drives me crazy. I'm sorry.
Like the Wii U is a brilliant name too. Yeah,
man. At least you know the difference between the Wii and the Wii U.
No, not really.
No one knows the difference between the Wii and the Wii U.
Everyone still sees it as like, oh, is it a new controller? Because they did a bad job with marketing that. But
I find it interesting that Nintendo, like, continuously has these like weird, like, screw ups where they just like mess up really bad, and then somehow magically, they bounce back.
You know why? Zelda game.
That's why I'm going to buy a Wii U. I want the Zelda game. I want Mario Kart 8. I love Nintendo.
I love that Death Stare.
Death Stare.
I love that Luigi.
Everyone loves the Death Stare. And then the whole conference thing with Nintendo was fantastic, too. Robot Chicken. They even added Luigi's Death Stare.
Yeah.
I loved it. The naming convention is just so bad for these generations. I think the PS4 is the only one who decided, just keep naming PS4.
Right?
What was the point of the Xbox? Is it trying to say like we're the number one?
No, I think Xbox? It was supposed to be because it's like the one thing that you need. The one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, ooh. They really...
It was bad. Everyone like hated it. X-Bone. And then it doesn't even compete the same level of graphics as the PS4.
No, I actually think it's the other way around.
No, the PS4 is the dominant one. It has the better graphics card.
PS4 has always been, or the PlayStation's always haven't been known for like the bigger, like better graphics and better processing. But I think Microsoft is trying to go for, they're trying to make another computer. So you have your Windows computer at home, and then you have the Xbox One, which is just another computer that hooks up to your TV that does everything that your other computer does.
Well, you don't feel like watching Netflix on your computer, you can watch it on your Xbox One.
There's like
brilliant.
One simple thing all you have to say is Steam. And as soon as Steam integrates Netflix on that, oh man, forget about it.
That's true.
Oh, we need it though. Oh, you mean the Steam box?
No, I'm talking like Steam on your account.
If you do,
you just have Steam on your computer, and once you have your computer, you have everything else.
Yeah, but like for people that are really lazy.
But what's the use of having it of Netflix on there when you can just go to Netflix.com?
Yeah,
I mean, you're already on your computer.
Yeah, and once you get something like, you know, you can just get like Chromecast or something. Mm-hmm. You don't even need a cable box at that point. You just hook up Chromecast to your TV.
Or the iPod one. I forgot what they call it.
I don't know either.
Still Chromecast.
Is it still Chromecast?
The Google? Oh, you mean...
No, not Google. The Apple product one.
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah, it's Apple product. Use the Google one. It works with iPhones anyway, so...
I love Apple products.
They are so awesome.
Their stock keeps rising and making money while everyone else drools. Except I don't think I have an Apple product. And
you have an Apple
product. Oh, I do. I have the iPad too. Yeah. Oh my God, I don't even use that thing.
Yeah, we're supposed to be using
I don't have an Apple.
But we're still planning to release it on iTunes and iPod. So you listeners who listen to your iPod products, we love you all.
Yes.
Best product ever.
I'm so sorry, Google.
Don't block my searches. Actually, speaking of iTunes, our podcast now is up on iTunes.
What?
Yeah.
real people can actually listen to it?
Right? Not those bots that just go search around for stuff.
Yeah. Wait, are we shamelessly self-advertising ourselves? Let's do it. Let's do it.
What? We don't do that. Miscreant Studios is not that kind of people.
Miscreant Studios would never self-advertise. Miscreant Studios is the best.
Of course. I mean, even though future games like Looter and Meowka Chaz will be soon be releasing, we would never self-advertise like that, because that is wrong.
Yeah. We have standards.
Tons.
Not to mention, Evan has a Miscreant Studio logo tramp stamp on his back, so.
I have 12 Miscreant Studio tattoos somewhere on my body.
He doesn't know where they're at.
No, but going back to Crytek, apparently they're having problems moving their system, their engine. They canceled Rise 2, which is interesting because apparently they're having an IP dispute with Microsoft over it. Have you guys ever played that game? Nope. I'm going to say no. That's why. And
I've heard there's really random Easter eggs in it, though.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too, but I don't really care enough to actually go look for them or be interested in it. I mean, it looks weird. It doesn't. It had an interesting fighting system, but I heard it gets really boring really quick.
Well, you can kind of like.
And I think they're doing a free to play now.
That's their next choice because they're really just running out of ideas and money.
Like I think like, next gen very first like on release next gen games, they're not as good as what you can expect because. Most of the games are being made with no knowledge of how the next-gen console is even going to be operated. Like, what's going to be on it? There's no finalized hardware. There's no finalized software. So the developers pretty much have to go off guesswork and whatever whatever Microsoft or Sony is going to give them this week on what the hardware and software.
You mean the PS4 and the Xbox One, right?
Yeah, because like when you're making a game for
well, what happens is at this point is when it's time for the new systems to come out. Once people sign a contract with these studios, they actually get developer boxes that are semi considered final, and they have to start building onto that.
But they're not really finalized.
They're somewhat close enough to what the final product is, because they have to standardize hardware and everything else before they can start creating these like. Boxes to send out to people to actually start prototyping and making games. It becomes a problem. I understand that they don't have the right hardware all the time, but they have to standardize when they release all these because they have to start making games 1 year to 2 years prior to release of the system. And if there is hardware change, then the people have to adjust to it. But it doesn't happen as often. Everything gets finalized, even though Sony did win this war.
Yeah, I have a feeling that Sony did seriously. Like I'm like a hardcore. I was a hardcore Xbox fan, and then now I'm like, why would I buy an Xbox One?
For me, I got my computer. I'm gonna get a Nintendo because Nintendo's the only other company that doesn't release their games on PC.
Yeah.
And any game that's released on Xbox One or PS4, I can still probably most of the time aren't exclusive, and I can get it on my PC. Mm-hmm. And Nintendo doesn't do that. If I want to play Mario Kart 8, I have to buy a Wii U.
I heard a good description of the Wii U is it's the second console. You get another console and you get a Wii U next to it. So yeah. In our case, it's a computer, but you know they aren't trying to be the number one console. They're just trying to be in your living room.
And they make great games. They always have high level percentages of replay, quality gameplay. Music is fantastic. People just constantly buy them, and the resale value for Nintendo games are always high.
Plus, they have Pokemon.
They do, but no Pokemon MMO.
Oh God! No, make a Pokemon MMO for the Wii, or not even MMO. Make a Pokemon game for the Wii U
with an Oculus Rift headset.
Oh my God! Yes. Oh my God. Okay, I want to bring up this topic. Why Facebook? Why?
Well, like Facebook bought it.
Facebook bought the Oculus Rift. Right. It's like why? Why?
Because they see money there. I mean, we understand the guy's kind of crazy now, but there's money there.
I don't see how that can be integrated with Facebook, really.
It's not. It's just a separate platform that Facebook happens to own.
Yeah.
I think it's like Disney owns a lot of companies.
Yeah.
They own Metal Music. What was it? America, which is the people who Slayer used to be under. So they technically used to own the recording studio that Slayer recorded at, and System of a Down. You don't see those people like compatible with Disney, but they're still under the Disney still owns those companies, just like Facebook is doing now with Oculus.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's really helped the Oculus guys because now they've. Basically have the funding to grab the hardware they want.
Yeah, that dude's worth billions. He's just like...
But Miscreant would never sell out. Never sell for $2 billion. I mean, what?
Billion dollars. Well, if we ever release a game, we might.
It's, what, July 2020?
Yeah.
That's July. 2020?
Yeah, 2020, yes.
2020. Yeah,
yeah. Disclaimer, that's not the actual release.
I do want an Oculus Rift, though.
Oh, I would love an Oculus. I want to get an Oculus Rift for, what was it, just for all the weird, random stuff people are making for it.
Yeah. You see, for me personally, it would be great for a Wii U with an Oculus Rift, because first off, you already got those awesome motion controls.
Yeah.
So you got you're just going to be waving your hands and walking all over into stuff with the headset.
Accidentally kick the cat.
You must die, Goomba!
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
The problem is it's not really a problem. It's just more development challenges because of the way it covers your eyes and stuff. You have a lot more. You know how a lot of people have issues in first-person shooters for the first time? They get dizzy and nauseous and stuff. They have a lot of trouble with that with Oculus Rift.
Casuals?
No. I mean,
you filthy casual.
It's not just like, casuals.
Dare you enter my industry?
There's a certain percentage of people who just can't play first-person shooters for that reason.
Shooters
and casuals. I don't see that. I see them playing their Tetris and their King games.
Well, no, I can see casuals playing. Well, because I see casuals as different. I see some casuals as the Tetris and the King games, but then there's like another stage of casual, which is not really casual, and that's the
casual core.
And that's casual core. And that's the I'm gonna play my Call of Duty guys, bro. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. Call of Duty.
Why? I killed this 12-year-old who was talking about my mom on Call of Duty. Yeah.
We all know that Dark Souls is for casuals, though.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, that game's not. You know, that game doesn't kill you and then punish you for dying by taking away your health until you learn not to need it anymore.
I learned to play Dark Souls for 10 minutes and stop playing it forever. Some people are really good at it. I'm just not. I was stuck at a boss for the longest time, and I figured maybe if I just kill more monsters, I can level up. I couldn't do it. It was nice, but there needs to be an easier mode for that. It's definitely for casuals.
I think the point of Dark Souls is that it's not easy.
It's fantastic. People love it. People beat it, too, and I don't understand how they can do it. I am just really bad at video games.
It's like this.
Yeah, you are. Like Titanfall.
No, I'm amazing at Titanfall.
I'm on hour 500.
I don't abandon my teammates.
Yeah, you do.
No, yeah.
All right. Cool. Any things you guys want to bring up real quick?
I'll probably play a tenth of the games I bought on Steam Summer Sale.
Yeah. Well, just wait until the winter sale. Then you're going to be more broke.
August? Fall sale? God. Get it straight, bro.
Actually, what is everyone playing?
I just caught up with The Wolf Among Us. I beat that in a day. Oh, my goodness. It was awesome. Titanfall. I bought Castle Crashers on Steam. So it was fun playing that again. I got the Pink Knight DLC. Mm. Oh, I love it. Because you shoot rainbows and like you shoot cats and penguins out of your hands. Oh my god, it was awesome. It was awesome.
You were like launching little teddy bears too.
Yeah. However, I would like to say though with Castle Crashers that if you just max out magic like I did, it doesn't help you later on in the game because then you get hit like 3 times and you're dead.
But you launch lost awesome rainbows like. Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, but then the magic, you have to wait for your magic to come back and then.
That's cool. You have people.
I had no magic abilities.
Yeah, and then you kept beating us at all the.
I raised my attack and defense just like a genius.
I want to call you a genius.
Brilliant strategist. I get it. It's okay.
Oh, there's League. I started picking up League of Legends again, but only ARAM.
I love ARAM.
I like Summoner's Rift, but the way how I used to play it way back in the day, well, that was a long time ago. Way back in the day was you had to memorize all the formulas and what tactics and the meta, and I stopped playing for about like a year and a half, 2 years, and I came back and I'm like, it's kind of.
It's like, different.
It's different, so. And stick with ARAM because, like, okay, I buy this, I need to kill them, that's it.
Yeah, that's the fun part. It's just a straight direct attack, and no hardcore strategies have to be thought out.
Except when Hank's Tryndamere.
Oh, well, there's nothing you can do as Tryndamere in ARAM.
Yeah, no, like, you're also really unlucky because you get Tryndamere all the time.
Like, if I got Vigor, I'd be happy. Vigor is, like, literally my.
Veigar?
It's Viger. We went through this.
We met a guy from League, and he said that to us. I was like, oh my god, we love your character, Viger. You mean Vigar? You mean Viger?
Casual.
No, actually, that is not how he said it. He was actually very nice. He was like, actually, you guys, it's pronounced Viger.
You filthy muggles.
So, yeah. He was really nice guy. He was really cool.
Yeah.
He was really nice. I miss those days of nice people.
I miss the days when we were innocent and young.
That's why you need to go to GDC with us. You meet a whole bunch of nice people. Yes. Except for the crazy people.
So what are you playing, Kyle?
Oh, God. Okay, so I picked up a bunch on the Steam sale, and of those, I played the Maw, Mitsuguri Kamihike.
What?
What?
It's a fighting game. All right, I will admit this. I kind of got it for the short skirts. But it's actually a really good...
What?
It's a female protagonist with a short skirt, whatever. But the actual combat is amazing. It is. It's... I don't know how to describe it. It's fast. Like, most fighting games, they always feel a little bit clunky. Like, you hit the button and he attacks and you have all that pause and cooldown and stuff. This one, you can dodge like nothing else. It... I don't know. You can just fly across the screen and it feels amazing. I haven't seen a fighting game like that for a long time.
So it's a fighting game?
Group brawl sort of thing, so it's not multiplayer, but it.
Are they releasing a volleyball game as well?
Haha, no. But either way, yeah, it's actual gameplay is amazing. But what else do I have? Oh, beat Stick It to the Man, which if you've played Psychonauts, you need to play this one.
I love Psychonauts.
It's the same art style. It's not, you know, that art style, but it's very heavily influenced by it, and it has the same sort of humor, different company. They even have a, like, Double Fine reference in the game somewhere.
I love throwing money at Tim Schafer.
Yeah, I know. Because he eats it. He physically eats it.
He's my stripper.
Oh, God, no.
Dance for me, Schafer!
I was stripped this one. So Hank and I went to GDC this year. And we had to go over there for the whole week. We met a bunch of contacts, met a bunch of people. It was awesome. And we were sitting there right before the Game Developers Awards, Choice Awards. And we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, in the crowd of all the people waiting, I see Tim Schafer. And I had promised myself, like, I wasn't going to have any, like you know, I had to be professional, right? So, I know my goal was to be professional and, like, just, like, laid back. Like, I know that sounds weird, professional and laid back, but I was just going to be, like, cool. I was like, all right, cool. It's cool. I wasn't going to fanboy out. And I literally, Hank was like, it's Tim Schafer. Go talk to him. I'm like, I can't. Tim Schafer, if you're listening to this, I saw you, and I couldn't go talk to you because I knew if I did, it would be over. I would have full-blown just been like, I love you. I love your games.
Have my babies.
Everybody just, like, gives him his wallet.
Just take it. I love you.
Now, I own a lot of his games, and I heard they're making Costume Quest 2, which is going to be
awesome. Yeah,
I like Costume Quest. That was a good one.
Yeah, the only one I haven't finished out of his games that they've made is Stackers.
I didn't finish that one either.
It was okay. it wasn't fantastic. It was beautiful looking at some points, but it was there. I got Broken Age though. Excited.
Also, I've been playing a little bit of Naruto Shippuden Ultra Ninja Storms Full Burst something.
Some really long.
Yeah, it has way too many words in it, and random words are capitalized for no reason.
That's Ultimate Fighting Game number 4+7 Ultimate Mega Ultra 7 Combo Ultimate.
Well, version 7.
I had one of the Naruto fighting games on the GameCube, and I really liked their whole substitution jutsu counter mechanic to it. And I've been eyeing this one for a while, so it went down. So when it went on sale and for the Steam sale, I was like, okay, I'm going to pick it up.
By the way, Hank and I have a contest because every time we play that game, I play Gai Sensei, and Hank plays Pain, and I always win.
So. He doesn't always win.
Always win because I have the ultimate move. Because Gai Sensei's broken because all I have to do is just scream, dynamic entry, fly through the air, and he instantly goes through any other counters, any other move in the game. It goes through every move in the game. It's got infinite frames or invulnerable frames, and it just all of a sudden I just fly through the air and kick Hank in the face. That's just how it goes.
I hate it. I really do. I get so frustrated.
It doesn't even fly in a straight line. It auto-locks.
Oh.
It just flies straight to him.
There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. And, like, if you were substituted out, because in that game, how the combos work, or at least in Generations, I haven't played the third one, but it's whoever has the most substitutions wins one-on-one battles. That's how it is. It's like, I punch you. Like, I punch you, and you punch me. I substitute, you substitute, I substitute. Whoever has the last substitute in the end gets to pull off their combo and takes away all your health.
Unless someone blocks.
You can't block. Well, that's the cool thing. You can't block dynamic entry. So I would just spam dynamic entry until he'd run out of substitutions and be over. And then I just break, like, 8 gates, teleport behind him because that's what you can. You just press like a one button combo and you teleport behind anyone. And so I just teleport behind him and then just wreck.
I will play you a Street Fighter.
Oh, I lose a Street Fighter because I can't play Street Fighter.
Dan Hibiki, Sakio style, for the win.
I'll play you in Street Fighter.
Oh, you're
and
on.
You might have a chance.
You're on, dude. Because you know how it goes, right? How Street Fighter, and I don't care what anyone says, even Ultra, there's like, you know, the different tiers, like God tier. There's a tier above God tier, and that's the Dan tier.
As you may, I have not played Street Fighter for so long, but it's like a bicycle for me.
Uh-huh.
I just have to get right back on, and I'll dominate.
All right, well, why don't, while we're at it, we can also play Halo and Titanfall.
Who wants to play Halo? God, no one.
I do.
No.
I miss Halo. Anyway.
How many people's games have we done? You, Hank?
We're not done with mine yet.
We're not done with you yet?
We're not done with Kyle's. We're not done with
playing a lot this last week. Oh, Puzzle Quest 2 I've been playing, and also Shelter. Okay, that's the games I've been playing.
What about you, Evan?
Well, playing Castle Crashers. I started playing Wolf Among Us. I'm still in the first episode. It's pretty good. I've been playing Season 2 of Walking Dead, and oh my god. So good.
Right?
Oh my god. I just finished episode 3. Like, I remember talking with you, Hank, and you were like, episode 2 is amazing. And like, I finished episode 2 and I was like, okay, whatever. Hank's giving me an astounded look. We'll get to that in a second. And then episode 3 came and I started playing episode 3 like the other day. And oh my god, stuff happens. And then more stuff happens. And then holy crap, more stuff happens. And it's awesome. So I'm playing that, and then...
You're getting a little too excited there, buddy.
Oh, I love Walking Dead games. and then, let's see. I've been playing a little bit of Kerbal Space Program because watching Kerbals die in zero atmosphere falling into the orbit of the Earth is fun.
No, Jebediah lived, remember?
Yeah, he lived the re-entry. He didn't leave smashing into the ground.
Well, because he landed in the water. He was perfectly fine. I don't know how that worked. But.
Jeb has this astounding ability to jump out of a spaceship, fly into a re-entry of Earth, survive re-entry, and then splat onto the ground. So that's how... I think Kerbals can survive re-entry. I don't know. But
no parachute, by the way.
No parachute, yeah. Well, I don't think Kerbals can... You can give Kerbal a parachute. They just fall. Their deaths. See, and then I said Wolf Among Us already. Oh, and then I just started playing last night Dragon Age Origins again, and I'm going for Arcane Warrior, which is really weird because if you ever played Dragon Age Origins, you have to play a mage, which is the super like glass cannony, you know, utility mage, and then half through the game switch to I have all the health in the world and nothing can kill me, and I do a bunch of damage.
Let's see, what have I been playing? I bought too many games. I did. I bought L.A. Noire, even though I own it on the PS3, but I bought with all the DLC. $5? That was a steal! I bought Max Payne 3, not with the DLC. Still, haven't played any of those two yet.
You're not gonna play them.
I will eventually. Everyone uses one Pokemon once in a while.
That's what she said about Fable 1.
That's like my ditto. I'll come back to it in a minute.
You will not come back to Fable
1's awesome.
I played Fable 3, I enjoyed that one, and Fable 2 is
completely two different games.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I've heard. Let's see, but what I am playing is Gunpoint. That's such a good game. It was like a detective game with rehacking just like little wiring systems. You know, so fantastic.
Don't play Dishonored, play Gunpoint.
Yeah, I beat it, and I'm replaying it again just because it was so good. Fantastic. Got it for a cheap price, which I was happy that I got it for so low. And I think people should definitely buy that and give it a chance. It's a fun game. Plus, the detective story in it is really good. And the smooth jazz. It's so fun. Lego Star Wars. Not Lego Star Wars. Lord of the Rings. Risk of Rain. Now, that is a fun game. You play as these people who crash onto a planet full of monsters, and you just basically survive as long as you can. And if you have multiple friends, they all can play with you, and each one of them gets their own like alien person to play as. It's really addicting. It's really fun, and I suck at it, but I still keep playing. My girlfriend's way addicted to it. That's all she plays now. And before that, it was Bastion, which I'm.
All I remember that you kept complaining. What's up, dude? And he goes, you'd call me. He's like, I'm bored. Why are you bored? Because my girlfriend's using my Steam account. Yeah. I'm like, well, tell her to get off. You don't understand. She'll yell at me.
Yeah, she was playing Risk of Rain on there.
Like, you're like twice her size.
I bought it for her so I can keep playing my Steam.
They have this family thing now where you link
stuff. No, that's what I was using. Mm-hmm. But apparently if someone's using your one of your Steam games, it blocks you from the rest of them.
Oh, I thought it was only that game that they were using.
I thought so too. So when she was playing Risk of Rain, I'm like, oh, I'm going to play The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing, Steam Summer Sale. And I was going to start playing it. And as soon as I activated it, she's like, she calls me. I'm like, it says I'm going to get kicked out in like 5 minutes. What's going on?
Play an offline mode. Unless it's a multi-online thing, you don't really need to.
I think that's what I should have done. But it was okay. I got a Risk of Rain, and now we're both playing it together. And it's still fine. I still play. The other things I'm playing is League of Legends, ARAM, Titanfall, beating Hank, watching him cry. And I think that's about it. I mean, I know there's the Kingdom of Amalur, but I don't think I'm going to go back to that. I think that's just going to kind of like dust.
Weren't you playing Terra?
Yeah, that's my Rattata. Huh? You know how you just collect a bunch of those, the rats, and you just put them away? In Pokemon.
No, I know what Pokemon is.
I think Hank got really confused.
No, I understand. Just anyway, so.
Because we're all Pokemon trainers, and we collect games, and Pokemon are games in Steam. Hank? Do you get it?
Why don't you wait outside? All right, cool. So, awesome. So, I want to thank you guys again for coming down and recording today. And for you those that are listening, you should check out our Kickstarter, our Twitter, and
Instagram. Oh, and go to our forums and comment.
Yes.
If you have questions to ask us or you want to yell at us, you want to yell at Hank mostly, feel free.
Yeah, no, please no stalkers. I don't need any more stalkers.
If you want to play games with us, like on Titanfall, League of Legends.
Probably set up a Steam group.
Yeah, we could probably set up a Steam group to play games. If you're down for that, we'll post it up on the forum, and if people say something, we'll say it on our podcast, our names and stuff and whatnot.
Oh, one thing I do want to bring up. I bought Doom BFG.
Get out. You see? You wait outside with me.
Wait. I did bought a Doom 3 BFG edition, and I finally played the Lost Mission chapter. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but it was an entire chapter that they cut.
We have lives.
Don't. You just talked about video games for the last hour.
I think it's been longer than an hour.
No. They cut an entire chapter off Doom 3, and they remade it for the BFG edition, 3 cell, so they can make money off it. But anyway, I played it, and I was really impressed on how it worked out. Like, it was a lot of shock factor, but it was good because I was really immersed and I was really into the game. And as soon as I found that double barrel shotgun, everything just died.
I think the reason you like Doom, Dead Space, is because it reminds you of Doom. I was just thinking about that.
No, different games.
No way.
Actually, no. I can see how Dead Space reminds you of Doom.
How?
Okay, it's literally look at Dead Space, look at Doom.
Really different mechanics.
You're running through space with a bunch of monsters shooting them while they try to kill you.
But you have to solve puzzles in Dead Space, and you're
find the keys.
Oh my god!
See, I was thinking about it. I'm like, you really like those games, and then when they had co-op for the third one, come on, install it, play
it. It wasn't that hard. You're like, oh, I can't. I gotta go.
Don't make me throw barrels at you.
Exactly. Just throws barrel. All he does is yell and throw.
But then you find someone else to play with.
You gotta beg him.
Well, it's because I'm tired of playing games with you where you abandon me.
You can't abandon
me. I'll meet you at the end, Will. Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Gonna take you over the world. Oh, Will's down. I'll get you later.
Oh, one thing I want to bring up. I remember this one time when my buddy Adam and I were playing Left 4 Dead, and we were both playing first, went to the safe room at the same time. And he got pounced by a hunter. And he's like, Hank, help me. And I kept running past him. I'm like, there's no time. Yeah, he reminds me of that every day. So, all right. Awesome. So, thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And
we're sorry.
we're sorry.
I hope it was enjoyable.
Bye.
Bye. This is Evan signing off.